Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 55. I don't know what happens at 55. I honestly really just thought...
That means you can't drive.
Yeah.
I can't drive 55.
What? You get a discount.
Yeah, what?
Wait, that's true. Because you can't even retire until, what, 65?
Wait,
70?
What? You can drive over here when you're 55.
It's a song,
Damon. It's a song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
It was a song Sammy Hagar did in the, was it 70s, early 80s, when they changed the national speed limit from 65 to 55.
Oh,
not that anybody ever followed it, but it was a bad song.
Well, apparently we're going to have to have that at the end credit song here, but actually I know which is the end credit song already.
Not.
But, yes, as you can hear, joining us this week we have Anthony.
Hello.
Dylan.
Hello.
What was that?
I don't know.
Hello.
Eric.
What? Eric? Who the fuck is that?
I was following along with what he's doing.
Okay, Elma.
What? And Nick is.
What?
Yeah. Woo, 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 you know it.
This week, I assume this is like the last major summer movie release. Captain America and the last comic book movie. Well, I guess technically Cowboys and Aliens came out, but the last major comic book movie release this year as well.
Cowboys and Aliens was a comic book.
Yeah, but
apparently the movie's nothing like the book, though.
I was about to say, I haven't
That's
read
what
the book,
heard.
So I'm kind of curious if it's a wanted situation, where it's just kind of like a comic book in name only.
I'm pretty sure that Fred Valenti was the writer of that, originally.
So has anybody read Cowboys and Aliens?
Nope.
Nope.
Seen Cowboys and Aliens?
Nope, I saw it.
It's not out yet, so no.
I saw it. I saw it before Captain America, actually, which is why I ended up seeing Captain America, because I was already in the city to see Cowboys and Aliens. But yeah, initial thoughts on Captain America. Anthony, go.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was very entertaining. And then the only thing, though, was like when that Avengers teaser came out, and that kind of like overshadowed the movie a bit, because it just got me really... just so excited for the Avengers, and I was like, wait, what film did I just watch? Oh yeah, Captain America, that was good. But,
okay.
I got a question. Did you guys think that Thor looked funny in that trailer?
He's wearing a different outfit.
Yeah.
That's why. He's got longer
hair.
His hair.
He looked weird.
Yeah, he's got longer hair, he's not got the chainmail down his arms, and his chest plate thingy looks slightly different.
I was just like looking at his face, I was like, you look like you're high or something, what's going on?
He's heard
but it was quick flash.
Yeah.
I was going to say, either you watch this trailer way too much, or you have like some freeze frame stuff.
There's freeze frame stuff on IGN.
There is actually a bit of the trailer, like a tease for the 30 seconds tease online. I don't know why they put it up there, but there's the bit, do you know when Steve Rogers runs into Times Square, and then it says, and don't miss... after Captain America, the Avengers trailer, then.
Yeah.
It's like, or a teaser for the teaser trailer.
I saw it last night, and like 75% of the theater got up and walked out when the credits started.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
are you new at this?
Yeah.
Have they not had anything at the end of it every single time?
Two of us, actually three of us, me, the wife, and one other guy, sat there and waited through the credits. Everybody else left. I was like, where are you going?
A bunch of people stayed. It was just most of them left because they're retarded.
I don't think people. I think some movie theaters are pretty decent at it. Like if it's nothing, they usually just turn up the house light for you to go. But usually, if there's something at the end, they keep it down.
Yeah,
and people notice it. Yeah, people notice it too. But people were even anyhow. Granted, it was like 1:30 in the morning, so they probably wanted to catch a train. But what happened?
But the only reason I seen it though is because I was trying to find the bootleg, so because I wanted to watch it again, so I was like, oh fuck, I'll just watch the bootleg now. But I think the bootleg's been taken off YouTube, so
yeah, I'm sure you can find it.
I mean, I did. Well, I didn't really search that hard for it because I wasn't that fussed. So I just wanted to rewatch it again, but never mind.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll put it on 9 soon enough. I just assume they don't want it on 9 when it's still kind of attached to Captain America.
Yeah.
And you can still get people to kind of... It was a great idea to have the Spider-Man trailer before and then the Captain... then the Avengers one at the end.
We didn't get that.
I'm sure that was great for America, but, you know, over here, we get no Spidey trailer.
We didn't either, man. Did Dylan actually get one?
Yeah, it was actually funny, though. Everyone in the audience was like, another one? Jesus.
Yeah, they'll take, like, 6 Batman films with,
No, people complain about that with Batman, too. It's the same thing.
Really?
I remember when The Dark Knight first was announced, people were like, oh, it's just a remake of the original Batman. Because you had Joker and you had two. And, you know, that's what the common person thinks. It's like, oh, we've seen this setup before, so it has to be either a remake or reboot. The same thing is that Spider-Man's only, what, 4 years old at this point? So it's still kind of recent to a lot of people, where even with Batman, you had that, like, almost 10-year gap between Batman and Robin and Batman Begins.
Yeah.
But we aren't talking about Batman, we're talking about Captain America. So, good. Your thoughts on Captain America?
Awesome. I think it's, in my opinion, I liked it more than Thor. Interesting observation that no one else might have noticed, actually. There is a perfect spot to go to the bathroom in if you read comic books about halfway through. When they're talking about the cube, I get up, run out of there, come back. He's still explaining the cube. I'm like, yes.
Well, he doesn't. Does he? I was just say, does he explain the cube, or does he just kind of go on this huge rant about how it's going to be used to power his weapons?
Well, no. When Chester Phillips is talking to Zola or whatever, like after they capture him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But enough about my bathroom breaks here.
Don't drink a big soda, then.
It's because real men don't go to the bathroom during the movie.
Yeah, we just pee in the spot.
Yep.
I wasn't going to say that either.
Wash your legs.
Real men go to the bathroom before the movie starts.
Yeah, or during the credits, before the Avengers scene.
I made it through the entirety of Return of the King in the theaters without ever getting up, so... Y'all just pussies.
I don't think I've ever been to a bathroom in a movie.
To be fair, it was... pretty damn humid, and I had like 4 water bottles directly before the movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Then why didn't you go before the movie started? Or did you just take it in time?
I went before and during.
We've said it way too long talking about your
Sorry, I know we don't want to go on about it anymore, but the only time I usually go is if I'm not enjoying the movie because I just really don't care if I miss it or not. It's like, yeah, stop it, I'm going to the bathroom.
See, even then, I wouldn't want to do it because... I guess to me, it's like I'm spending $13 on a ticket. I'm going to get my money's worth no matter what.
Yeah.
And usually I don't buy, like I tweeted, I don't like to buy movie food because I went and I was starving. So I ended up buying, like chicken fingers and a soda from the concession stand. It cost me $20.
What? Fucking hell. I mean, it's just as expensive over here as well, like, stuff at the cinema. That's why I don't usually get anything.
Same.
I don't buy shit. Go to Wawa beforehand.
Or, Earl, you should have snuck something in, like, gone to a supermarket and bought some, I don't know, something that's not, like, crisp, so you're not crunching all the way through the film and then... really annoying the person next to you, especially if you sat next to me, because I can't stand that.
Got it. Suck, I wasn't mind. I could hear the people eating the popcorn. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I was sat next to someone who kept ruffling his popcorn bag, and I just wanted to grab it and throw it on the floor, but I thought that might have been a bad idea.
Apparently you all have movie quirks and pet peeves.
Oh, I've got a ton, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Captain America. So.
Yes, we are. So, Eric, what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed it a lot. I liked the action. It made me laugh. I don't know. It was good. Like one guy pointed out to me, he said there was no sign of the Human Torch in Chris Evans in the movie at all, and there wasn't.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed. I don't know, it kind of made me see him in a new light. He's kind of a mentally soft, I think, Captain America is a little. But that's okay, I suppose.
Mentally soft?
Yeah, like he's just such a do-gooder Boy Scout, you know?
Well, that's kind of what he is. He's not supposed to... He's a good dude, but he's also a badass.
That's why I like Bucky.
Yeah.
He's a badass who fights the good fight through any means necessary.
I didn't really get that in this movie.
Yeah, he didn't really do that much, did he?
I know, I was quite surprised,
he's a sniper.
Yeah,
true.
But then I realize it is called Captain America and not Captain America and Bucky, so that might be why.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stuff to kind of fit into the movie, so I don't think they really could have had time to develop Bucky and do the origin tale. And, you know, it was a good origin tale in the fact that it wasn't really like an origin in the traditional sense that you get most movies, where he goes through this hardship and he uses somebody and then he earns his responsibility and whatever. He does have that origin stuff going on, and you get that awesome musical number, which fits the tone of the movie perfectly.
Yep.
Do you know what you're doing? I do. I've knocked out Hitler over 200 times.
Yeah.
That was an awesome line. And, you know, that's, you know, the reason for his costume and stuff. It's not like he's sitting in his bedroom designing a costume like Tobey Maguire did in the first Spider-Man movie.
Well, that surprised me the way they did that with him being a mascot at first. I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of neat.
Yeah, and it works with, you know, the time of the movie. And
it works really good.
Yeah.
Especially when it's mad and he's like, I'm going out there.
Yeah.
Then the movie.
I'm gonna beat up some Hydra goons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicholas, your thoughts on the movie?
Dug it. It was good times. Enjoyed the hell out of it, quite frankly. I went in not really expecting much. I expected it to be okay because all the Marvel movies have been at the very least good. But I did not expect it to like it as much as I did. I did quite enjoy it. Especially when he was just kicking ass on some Hydra peoples.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's all. That's what I really wanted to see, just him beating up some Hydra goons. And he did that a lot, so.
And actually, I loved the dick out of Hugo Weaving as the Red Skull.
Yeah, he was awesome,
yes.
Huh?
Mm, he was actually, yeah.
He's always awesome.
Yes, yes he is.
Except for those two.
One out fight between
the
those two.
Although, actually, the only thing that got me about Hugo Weaving, the Red Skull character, is that when he took off his mask in front of Cap, he said, you shouldn't hide who you are. But he'd just been wearing, like, his mask for the past half an hour of the film. So I don't get... I think they shouldn't have had him wearing the mask from the beginning. But I guess Hugo Weaving didn't want to have, like, makeup on whatever every day he was shooting off. I don't know.
Well, I think it's also to point out his hypocrisy, because he's talking about how, you know, even when he was running away, and like he said, like, oh, you know, we should stand, we can rule, and Cap's like, well, why are you running away?
Yeah.
Red Skull's kind of a bitch.
Yep.
He talks a good game.
Yeah. I guess we can get into the side characters and everybody not named Captain America. I actually did enjoy, Tommy Lee Jones in this movie.
Yeah.
I still kind of have flashbacks of Two-Face, so I wasn't expecting much from him. But
Tommy Lee Jones is a good actor.
He is. But he just had that crap record on his superhero thing.
Well, really, no one in that movie, you know, was like, had a good record for the superhero movies, but most of them were solid actors.
But yeah, he did well in this role, and I'm honestly not too familiar with the Captain America mythos and his characters, but who was he?
He was just a general, I think, yeah.
So, is he in the actual comics, or is he just...
It's just, because of the character he is, it's usually not something, a name that you always stick to, but he's just the guy who recruits him for the Operation Rebirth. He's not really he expanded on his role more for the film than what he gets in the comics.
He's the guy who doesn't kiss other guys.
Yeah.
Just like an army dude really in the comics. He doesn't really, you know, do much. We are on about Tommy Lee Jones here, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I also really liked Stanley Tucci as Professor Erskine, I can't pronounce his surname. That's it, yeah. I thought he did a really good job. And he, with his German accent as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
I forgot to mention my favorite thing about Hugo Weaving with the Red Skull is he based his accent on the director Werner Herzog.
Nice.
Did he? Wow.
Who's a crazy German director. Like, he's quite literally insane.
He's been shot at on set. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He's in, wait, what?
He's, someone shot at him on set.
Why?
I don't know. Because
he's insane. People,
yeah.
That doesn't mean you shoot at your boss.
No, and I don't
also,
think they were.
He was running film schools in America where they do like a weekend and like really intensive, like, we're going to do this and this. And part of his film school was you had to be shot at.
With a real gun.
That's cool.
Well, I don't know if it was a real gun. Or not. Yeah, but he did have to. You were, he said, because you will never know the true meaning of film unless you are in danger. Something like that.
I'll even say, like, I didn't think that Hugo was going to pull off a very good German accent. And as soon as he started talking, I was like, holy crap, he did it. Props to you, man.
Because I remember after Comic-Con last year, because they showed some Captain America last year, didn't they? But it was really early footage. And the audio was on YouTube, and it was a clip of the Red Skull. And from when I was listening to the audio on YouTube, it just sounded like, like he was doing his normal accent, but he's in the film, in the final film, it was really good. I was just glad he was doing a German accent, to be honest, because it's kind of like a really small thing to moan about, but you know when they change the accents to characters in movies from what they're supposed to be, like when Scarlett Johansson wasn't Russian, it just, I don't know, I just think they should be, like, actually use the accents. And it's like Blonsky as well in The Incredible Hulk, because he's a Russian scientist as well, isn't he? But in the movie, he was just English, because they didn't want to teach Tim Roth how to speak Russian, so.
They do say that he's a Russian soldier, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand, yeah. I agree.
Okay, what about, what is it, Agent Carter?
Yeah.
She was a fantastic character. And I have to you know, their dance metaphor, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, with their dance partners.
Yeah.
You mean instead of fucking?
Well, yeah, you see, Captain seems like the type who would do that, who, you know, he's not Batman or R.A. Man, who just kind of bets some random chick. I don't know, maybe Cap has that mentality at times.
He gets played.
I'm sure he does. That reminds me, have any of you seen when, what is it, Gail Simone and somebody else was tweeting Cap's a virgin?
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Sure.
I think she had that, and I forget somebody else had Bat's a virgin or something like that, and they were just tweeting random
facts.
That's
not true.
Well, yeah. But, so yeah, thoughts on the up interest. Anybody.
Oh, it was good. I mean, some of it I was, until, I don't know, about midway through, I found it a little hokey. And then by the end, you know, when he crashes, I, like, actually was, like, felt something. So they must have done a good job with it.
Well, I think the whole movie's kind of hokey, but I think it fits in the tone of the character and the universe they established. Which is why it works. It's kind of like the same reason why I enjoyed his first two Spider-Man movies, is they don't take themselves too seriously. I mean, like we mentioned before, it's that huge musical number, which probably would not be in line with something like The Dark Knight, but it works perfectly well in Captain America because of this tone they established, and the fact that they're selling Captain America comic books doesn't seem out of place in this movie.
Yeah. I think it's a tone that, pretty much, like, every Marvel Studio film has had, really, like in Iron Man and Iron Man 2. I'm not sure if it's in Hulk so much, but, you know, kind of, like, that lightheartedness to it where, you know, it's like, it's a comic book movie where it's supposed to be fun, so.
I think the Hulk does, man, if you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, but I haven't watched it in a while. That's the only reason why I can't quite remember, so.
Yeah, I don't know. But I've watched it 1,000 times.
I think it's learning, like, all the Marvel Studio films so far. But to, you know, obviously in some it's in learn more than others, but and then they can also, like, you know, be serious when they want to be, when the story calls for it, so. But because you got to look at like the characters, you know, like Thor, he's like this guy who throws a hammer, and if you try and do that serious, then it's not really going to work, is it? But if you do it how they approached it, then it translates better to a film, because they are like comic book characters at the end of the day, and you know. Yep.
I think the difference between Captain America and Thor is the fantastical elements. Like with Thor, it's really hard to ground it.
Yeah.
To make it relatable.
Whereas, yeah, which like, is why I think it was no smart idea to do that one first. It was no smart idea to put Thor out first, I think, because they had to establish like the craziness of the mystical stuff, and then people would be able to buy the cosmic cube and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's good point.
I was going to say, because I had a discussion with my friend, is that because it made more sense because the cosmic cube's central to Captain America, so it would have made more sense if they did Captain America because of that reveal at the end of Thor where they kind of showed that it's in present day, because the audience would have got it then, because most of the people I went to see Thor with had no idea what that was when they showed it in the post-credit scene.
And some people who weren't watching Captain America, so who I was talking to last night, they had no idea what it was after Captain America, so.
But then that's the problem. I'm saying
people are stupid.
Yep, pretty much.
I can understand it in Thor, because it's not given a name, it's just shown on screen. But the entire plot of Captain America is kind of central around the cosmic cube. What?
Sorry, what?
I don't know.
I was yawning.
Okay.
Who else thinks that the cube absorbed Hugo or the Red Skull?
Oh, it totally happened.
Yeah,
it had to be.
That's totally like a sequel setup or something.
Yeah, like my wife didn't understand what that had happened. Like I knew right away, but afterwards she's asked me. She's like, they killed him. They just killed the Red Skull off.
No,
I'm like, oh baby, he ain't dead. He's in the cube.
Not only that, but it looked like he was opening a rainbow bridge type situation.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, when I actually quite liked how the Red Skull was like into like the mythical stuff when he was referring to Odin, and that you knew something about like the Odin from the Marvel Universe. That did that set up so.
Yeah, I kind of set it up without making it too, having an Avengers movie, so we have to get this stuff in there. They had little hints and nods towards, and they got him to present day at the end of the movie. I mean, I thought that the end sequence was kind of rushed, but at that point, I understand why.
I thought that was the final fight. It was quite well paced, to be honest.
Fight, but the whole, like, him in modern day time.
I didn't think that was rushed either, actually. I thought that was pretty well done as well. But that was just me.
Speaking of the ending there, is anyone else with me in thinking that the woman in the room there is Sharon Carter?
Entirely possible.
There's a rumor, and she's in the Avengers teaser, so I'm kind
of... Yeah, well, she's the niece of Peggy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, because Captain America don't care about Eve. He just wants to hit that bloodline.
What a boy.
He's like, your grandma? No, all right, cool, let's do this.
Earl's got nothing.
I was going to ask her about Captain America's ragtag group of soldiers, the dum-dum.
The Howling Commandos, they have a name, Earl.
I was going to say, but they weren't named in the movie.
They were not called the Howling Commandos in the movie, correct?
No,
were any of them named on screen other than the guy with the funny mustache?
Yeah, there's that scene at the bar where he introduces them all.
Oh, yes. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe you were in the bathroom.
Probably, apparently not.
I was in the bathroom, apparently. I had like 6 water bottles.
That's nice.
But yeah, I enjoyed his team, and they had some fun missions. What did you think
This isn't what you're on about, Earl. But do you know the guns Hydra were using with the powered by the cosmic cube energy? Did you not think that sound effect sounded a lot like Iron Man's repulsor?
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone else notice that? Do you think there's
I didn't really notice that, but it's possible.
I was just wondering if the there's a, like a possible connection there, or if it's just like pure coincidence or whatever.
Well,
I don't know if they intended on this, but I do kind of dislike that the implication that all of Stark's tech,
yeah,
evolved from the cosmic cube because he's the one who has it.
Not necessarily all of it. It could just be the arc reactor they have and do nothing with.
Which I think, but it would have been cooler if it was just Tony Stark was awesome, and so was his dad.
He did build a flying car beforehand, so he is still pretty awesome.
We're going to get flying cars in the Avengers, and I can't wait.
A Quinjet, if you will.
Oh yeah, that would be nice as well.
So you guys think that the appearance of Howard Stark was kind of a convenient connection they could use?
I don't think so.
Well, it was an established part of continuity, wasn't it? That he worked.
Is it?
Yeah,
he worked for the Allies in World War II.
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't they hint at it in Iron Man 2, or pretty much state it outright?
Well, and Iron Man 1, he talks about how his dad worked with the Allies to create the nuke.
Yeah, and the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I said I was sober when I watched Iron Man.
You had to have watched it. You watch it more than once, right?
I've seen it so many damn times.
Oh, yeah, a few times. I wanted to point out that somebody pointed out to me that in the trailer for the Avengers, Robert Downey's wearing a Black Sabbath shirt. So Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, how awesome is that?
I spotted that as well. I was about to
He kicks ass.
I was going to say, and this is a different Howard Stark than that was presented in Iron Man 2, correct?
It's a different actor, but it's the same character.
Well, I mean, that's what I meant. It's a different actor.
He's been in 3 films, and he's had a different actor in each film.
Yeah.
Although in Iron Man 1, he was just in, like, newspaper photos and magazine covers. But the character's been portrayed 3 times by 3 different actors.
And I guess
why I didn't really care that they got someone else. So.
I assume it's also probably because they have different directors who have different visions for these characters.
Yeah.
Because he probably... I enjoyed his role,
yeah.
And the thing I don't get is, like, I was watching the whole thing with the Super Soldier. It's why didn't he destroy the project before they made Captain America?
Wanted to see if it works.
Yeah, they wanted to see if it works, and that's why he stole the formula.
Yeah. Ah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. With the...
Because I was about to say, just throw it up beforehand so you don't have to worry about any competition. But that makes sense now. And then he destroys the formula and whatever. Why didn't he write it down?
Well, because he steals the vial, man. Like,
well, no, I mean, like, why didn't he... Because I know usually it's like the serum's lost with him when he dies, but it seems like he was working with the United States government. It just seems like they would want some type of written formula as well to keep track of.
Well, maybe they just thought it was too dangerous. I don't know.
It's in the
comic book, so we might as well do it here.
Yeah,
too.
In the comic book, he dies and the family dies with him. So
yeah. And I always thought he was kind of worked more independently on his own. Here, it's like he's working with the United States government. And you had senators and stuff there as well. It just seems kind of forced that they didn't ask him to write it down or to keep track of his notes or something.
Maybe it was part of his deal to come work for them.
Nah, actually, he might not have. If he wrote it down, then there was more chance of the Nazis getting hold of it, because then they could have just found the document it was written on. So
again, but it depends on if they were keeping it with the.
Because there was spies everywhere, wasn't there? I mean, there was a spy that killed him. So if he wrote it down, it was more likely that it would have got stolen even before it actually did get stolen by that Nazi. So yes, no, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, why
not?
Yeah.
Right, it's better than anything else we got going on.
Okay.
What else do you folks want to talk about in terms of this?
Bucky's death. Let's just get it over with.
Yes.
Get it over with. I personally
cold water.
I didn't actually. I think I was a little bit disappointed actually, because I was expecting it to be like this huge epic scene when he's like, no, and just really dramatic. And he just kind of just, like, fell off the train. So yeah, it was like, weak. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why is it really...
The whole thing was replacing the rocket and all that, not in killing Bucket earlier, kind of bugged me, because you wanted Bucket to, you know, throw him off so he lands in the water, and then he blows up with the rocket, only hopefully to come
Bucky
back
could have been in. Bucky could have been in that ship at the end, and he could have gone on one of those bombers, and then one of them, he could have been on one of them and then blown up, and that would have been more true to the comic. But, because it's like, the death of Bucky is like a really... It's a really big moment in defining Steve Rogers for when he wakes up in the present day, and I don't know, it's just how they did it. I don't want to say I hated it, because I sound like I'm just complaining about it, because it wasn't exactly like the comics, but I don't know, it just seemed like a wasted opportunity in a way. But at least it is quite easy for future to do the Winter Soldier storyline, because it was left pretty open to the idea.
I think my biggest issue with it is that, I saw it with my brother and his friends, and, a couple of them who don't read comics don't know who Bucky is. Like, they could see that coming, a mile away, because it's, blown open wall, he's holding a shield, oh no, now he's sucked out. Or shot out, whatever you want to call it.
But do you think they kind of left it open for the Winter Soldier, though?
Yeah,
that's
definitely
good.
That was the only important part to me.
Yeah.
When do you think there'd be a Captain America 2?
After the Avengers?
Yeah, but
2014, though. All right.
Yeah, I would guess. Since 2013 was Iron Man 3 and Thor 2. So.
Oh, it's Thor 2?
Yeah, it's kind of seen releasing.
Yep.
I did not know that. Huh. So, yeah, and I guess Captain America, and are they doing a Hawkeye movie or no?
I hope not.
They've not said yes or no about that.
I don't think they will. It was just like, you remember when Iron Man 2 came out and they were talking about, oh, War Machine's getting his own movie, and that's just probably not going to happen. To be honest, if they want to put Hawkeye in a movie where he's like, it's more of a solo role, he should be in the S.H.I.E.L.D. movie like they keep talking about doing. You put Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Nick Fury and Agent Coulson in a movie together, and that would be awesome. I'd pay to watch that. That's what they should do. Instead of giving Hawkeye and Black Widow their own movies, I mean, they can hardly sustain their own ongoing comic book series, so what hope do they have of their own movie being, a success? Unless it's one of the low-budget ones they keep talking about, but...
Which has potential, but then you have the problem of potentially watering down the comic book hero genre even more so than usual.
I mean, I appreciate how they're trying to do other characters besides Iron Man, Thor, Cap, and the Hulk, but just get Ant-Man out by Edgar Wright.
Ant-Man is still on track though. Edgar Wright has been saying he's writing it still. So.
And John Connor.
But it's not coming out before Avengers, is it?
Nope.
No.
That kind of bothers me, because he should be part of the integral line.
I can get over that. I'd rather, since Edgar Wright's working on a solo film, I'm quite happy to just wait it out and see what he does with it.
I assume this is the original Ant-Man and not the Irredeemable one.
Both or something.
I'd imagine it'd be Hank Pym, but I don't know.
I like the new one. He was such a dick. Well,
it's that O'Grady, the ginger guy.
Need a scientist supreme.
Wasn't that just made up? Just
what? That's what when during Slott's Mighty Avengers run, he had proclaimed Hank Pym was the scientist supreme, the equivalent scientific evaluation of. Soldier Supreme, I guess.
Because, never mind. I don't know. So I was going to say, if there's a Scientist Supreme, that would be Reed Richards, wasn't it? Wouldn't it?
I think Hank was the one. Reed's pretty smart, but he's got his own coalition of alternate realities running around trying to fucking blow his own world up, so.
Reed's the smartest person in the Marvel Universe, so little known fact there for you.
Ba-bunch. Is that really that little known?
Yeah.
Did you just give yourself
it's not really.
You did.
Hey, what?
You get yourself a drum set.
So anyway, back to Captain America.
Warranted.
What? I don't know.
Yeah, fuck Batman. Why are we talking about Batman?
We're talking about Batman.
It's good.
Then why are you bringing him up?
I don't know. You, because I wanted to beat you to the point.
We're talking about Captain America and we're off. I don't know what, I mean, it's always difficult when we all agree on the movie.
I want a Captain America movie now.
I was going to say, what does everybody dislike about the movie?
Bucky's there. Which I've already talked about. That was like, that's my main problem with it. I don't really have any problems with it.
Yeah, it wasn't
a great movie. It was a good one, but it was. I don't have anything I specifically thought was like, well, that was shit.
Mm. True. Did anyone spot the Human Torch android?
Jim Hammond. Yep.
Not when I saw it, but I saw online afterwards.
I saw someone talking online that Namor was in it, but I did not see him.
Yeah, I seen that as well. I missed that. I have no idea
what they're talking about.
No, somebody had said something about, did you see Jim Hammond? And I was like, yeah, did you see Namor? And everybody was like, what? Like, I didn't see him either.
What about the Stan Lee cameo?
That was hysterical. That was his best cameo in a while.
Do you reckon?
I thought it was hilarious. Just because of how many medals he had.
Okay.
To be fair, it would have been better if it was Jack Kirby and not Stan Lee, because Jack Kirby actually fought in World War II, because he was a badass.
Stan had nothing to do with Captain America's creation.
Nope.
He did
bring him back into the Marvel universe, though.
Because he doesn't have something to do with all of them. I always just thought it was a thing they did with him.
No, there's a lot of them. He has a hand in a lot of them, but not Captain America.
Did he have a thing with X-Men?
Yeah, he co-created it.
Kirby, yeah.
Co-created
it.
Kirby
did the X-Men, yeah.
Okay.
He did cameo in something that he didn't have anything to do with, and I don't remember what it is now.
Was it Wolverine? Because he didn't create him, did he?
He might have been, yeah.
Does he have a cameo in Wolverine?
I mean, I can't remember. I haven't watched that film.
I don't think so.
I've seen it too many times. He's not in it.
Wait, you've seen Wolverine too many times?
Yes.
How many times are we talking?
Like 4 or 5.
Why?
I don't know. I watch them all sometimes, and then eventually I watch 3 and Wolverine to decide which one was worse.
It was a poor decision.
And which one
it was. I was very angry after I did that.
Why would you do that?
What are you doing tonight? I'm going to go home and piss myself off.
Pretty much.
What would have been awesome if Stanley had a cameo in Green Lantern. That would have been so good. Just because of the amount of people that would have just been so annoyed at it. That would have made me laugh.
I think he gets the cameo because he's still a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DC doesn't really have a great track record of films. They don't have any type of established element like that in anything yet, do they?
Nope.
The most they had was Bob Kane's wife appearing through the Batman movies.
Fuck that.
And I think I think the first Batman movie has like a Bob Kane original Batman drawing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And that's about it, I think. I'm sure Superman has some other references, but it's been a long time since I've seen any of those movies.
I've seen 1 and 2 recently, and I didn't really notice anything.
You should watch Superman 3, 4, X-Men 3, and Wolverine in 1 day.
Oh my god, why?
Just to see how much you piss yourself off.
If I never see X3 again, it'll be too soon.
I'd rather watch Superman 3 than Superman 4, though.
Yeah, I think Superman
3... I'd rather watch Superman 4, because at least you get the fight with Nuclear Man. Whereas
Superman 3, you get Richard Pryor. You get funny.
He's not funny in it, though.
Don't you get funny in Superman 3, though.
Hey, when you're in grade 2 and you're sitting at home in your grandma's house, it's the funniest thing on TV.
Yeah, but Eric, you're not in grade 2 anymore.
Well, that was 30 years ago, brother, so bite me.
No, thanks.
Okay. That's nicely, dude.
And I decline nicely, so late.
Okay, that's enough, or Earl's going to start touching things.
What?
I just want to touch on stuff.
Anything else about Captain America you folks want to talk about?
I don't know.
I like how he actually killed people.
Yeah.
He had a gun.
Like he's allowed to kill Hydra goons.
Well, he had guns.
We can let that slide.
I love the motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Especially when he pulled the shield off the back and, like, slotted it right into the front. Yes. That was cool.
Did you guys see the Harley Davidson ads for the bike that was in the movie on the back of the new comics?
I've seen the line, yeah.
I've just seen it today. I was like, that's awesome. I didn't even realize it.
I thought it was quite cool, actually. Do you know when he was in the USO show and they were using him as, like, a propaganda tool, how they had the Captain America issue 1 comics done up for the movie as a prop? I thought that was quite a nice touch.
Yeah, that was a very cool touch.
Apparently,
went down in the real life, too. Right? So.
Yeah, apparently Tom Brevoort helped him with the back of the cover, so the back is supposed to be exactly the same as what Captain America 1 was when it was printed back in the 40s.
Nice.
But apparently there's some, I don't know, difference.
Well, they don't have Bucky on the cover. It's like, on the real one, it's like, and Bucky, but they took that off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did they not? I didn't know. So.
Well, good point, Dylan.
No, because there was some, I think somebody on Marvel tweeted, like, what can you tell the difference between the original
Captain?
Okay.
But I had already noticed that he doesn't work with Bucky by that point, so it wouldn't have. And Bucky's not a sidekick, he's technically sidekick, but he's not, like, young like he is in the original stuff.
What did you guys think of the aged-up Bucky?
I think it made sense if he's a person that he wouldn't be a good little kid.
It makes more sense, because you don't want to play that up to say, you know, we used to let minors into the military.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing is that you also, it's the same thing with why they aged up Robin and Batman Forever, is that it is kind of weird to put a child in danger at 10.
In short shorts, you mean?
Well, he didn't have short shorts in Batman Forever.
Oh, right,
but,
I couldn't get past the nipples.
But the thing with Comics Alliance, like the Comics Alliance review pointed out, they aged up Robin, but they didn't change the script, so the script is still written like he was in high school.
Yeah, because Bruce Wayne adopts him, doesn't he, even though he's like 30 odd.
That never made any sense, but...
He adopts a grown-ass man in their own words.
Yeah! At that point, give him a job and make him go out on his own. It's kind of hokey when he's 25 and like, oh, we'll take care of you because you lost your parents. but again, wrong movie.
Yeah.
So, the Avengers teaser, did anyone spot Loki? Because I did.
Yeah. He's being carried away.
He was in it multiple times.
Yeah.
Say that again, Nick. I didn't hear you.
So he was in it multiple times.
Grim spotted Maria Hill.
I did not. I only seen one shot of Iron Man in there, from what I remember.
He was in a couple.
There's a few with Tony Stark, but I don't know.
And there's one of Iron Man flying and one of him, like, shooting stuff.
Oh, right, I didn't...
But that's the point of a teaser, supposed to give you a sample.
Yeah.
And you watched it and picked up everything they were throwing at you. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a good time. They have a year to promote it, so they, you know, they got to take their time. I assume we won't be hearing about it again until, like, Comic-Con.
Some of my friends who don't really read comics or follow the comic book movies that closely were complaining, like, they thought it was a bit shameless of Marvel, you know, promoting the next movie at the end of the current one. And it's like, well, yeah, you can't write, but it's the Avengers!
Kind of what they've been leading up to the entire time.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing. I think some people complained about how this has a two where it's like Thor and Captain America will be back in the Avengers movie. But like I pointed out when we did Thor, it's an old thing. It's something James Bond franchise did.
Yeah, that just makes me think of, like, Superman 3 when it comes up at the end. Superman will return in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Like, oh, goody. Rolls eyes.
If only they knew what Superman 4 was going to turn out to be.
Nuclear Man.
Nuclear.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually seen Superman 4.
You should watch it today, then.
It's got Nuclear Man in it. I just, like, keep saying nuclear because I can't.
Oh, that's one of those things that pisses me off so much when people use nuclear. Nuclear is not a fucking word.
When he, scratches him.
It's like when people say irregardless. Irregardless is not a goddamn word.
Wait, hang on. In that movie, did Superman beat him by throwing him into the sun?
Probably.
I think so. Either that, because I think he gets weakened if he's on the moon. Because that's how they end up fighting in space.
Just like Captain America.
Yes, Captain America ends up fighting in space. I guess we could talk about the climax, which is actually pretty cool with the...
I love the scene when he runs out into Times Square and he's like, what? It's like, oh, what's going on? Actually, when he gets fired and he wakes up in that room and it's a bit like the Ultimates.
Yeah.
And they've like made that mock-up room. I really like that. I thought it was very well done, personally.
I liked when he was like, that game that's on the radio. I was at that game last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oops.
You would think somebody would have researched that, but,
Well, it's not like they kept records of every baseball game Captain America had been
to. Well, not so much, but wasn't that a baseball game that was like 2 years before? Yeah.
Earl,
that probably would have made more sense.
Earl, it's amusing me how you pointed out all the plot holes in Captain America, yet you're the one person like Green Lantern, which was full of more plot holes than Captain America. So.
I'm not pointing out the plot holes. I was just saying that it makes sense that somebody should have kept track of that if they're trying to replicate something to not do a baseball game from 2 years before the guy went missing.
Well, they probably had to slap shit together after they found him, I'd imagine.
It's kind of the same with Ultimates. The only thing I don't like about how they did that is you don't get that moment, you know, when he wakes up and he sees all the Avengers there for the first time when he wakes up in present day. Because that's quite a cool moment in the comics as well, but it was good how they did it.
Good moment in the cartoon too, the new cartoon.
Yeah.
Because it kicks shit out of all.
I haven't seen that episode.
Matt Wade actually did it really well in the mini he did a few months ago called Man Out of Time, and when he woke up and there's one page where he's seeing the plane blown up and Bucky's there and his arms are reaching out and turn the page over and his arms are in the same position but he's seeing the Avengers instead. It was really cool.
That series worth picking up.
It's pretty good actually. Yeah,
I've heard good things about Mark Wade's run.
I think my only problem with that though is I think Marvel should have put a better artist on it, because if they put a better artist on it, it would have been more of a big blockbuster thing rather than it just being what it is. But
who did the art?
Do you mean like
I'm not sure.
New Captain America?
Pardon?
Are you comparing that to Brubaker and McNiven on the New Captain America?
No, I mean the Man Out of Time mini he did recently.
Mind.
It's fairly recently. I can't remember who did the art, but it just wasn't bad. It was just pretty like standard.
Ron Gurney.
No, he's run from the 90s. What he did, like, it wasn't Ron Gurney because he did it. Yeah, he was the artist who did Wade's last run.
Right, my bad.
For Operation Rebirth.
I didn't read any of that.
I
did read the first Captain America omnibus, the Brubaker one.
Yes. Good stuff.
It was a good time.
I think that's another reason why I enjoyed the movie so much, because my mind wasn't set in stone of how things are supposed to be with Captain America. Mm-hmm. All I really know is what I've read.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm like that with pretty much any comic book movie at this point. As long as they get the tone right, I don't care about the specifics.
Yeah.
The look's got to be there too, I think.
But I think that fits into the tone. It'd be hokey if he was wearing like an all-black costume throughout the rest of the movie and it was like kind of
black leather.
Yeah.
I would like to see the super soldier outfit he wears. I think that looks pretty cool.
Perhaps in a future movie.
When Bucky comes back.
Bucky's revenge.
The Winter Soldier makes slushies.
Now that Captain America's out, that would have been technically 5 comic book movies this year. 6 if you count Cowboys and Aliens. Which do you think was the best?
Ooh.
Well, I haven't seen Green Lantern, so I'm going to say Captain America.
I need to see Captain America again, because it's a bit unfair, because I've seen 4 twice, I watched X-Men twice. But I need another view in a Captain America to decide.
I'm going with
X-Men. Just to be an awkward bastard.
I think the one I enjoyed the most was probably X-Men.
I think X-Men was the best one released this summer.
And the only one I didn't like was Green Lantern.
I think that's the general consensus here. Is most
with
X-Men.
With your 6 movies, did you count Green Hornet? Because that was not that great.
That wasn't summer, though.
Nope. Yeah, I've counted it for the year, but as far as the releases, the 5 major ones would have been Thor, X-Men, Green Lantern, Captain America, and Cowboys and Aliens.
So, you know, I stayed away from X-Men because you guys said that the only decent part of the whole movie was Magneto and...
No, that's just the best bit in the movie. Yeah. It's a great... We told you to go watch it, I'm sure.
Everybody else is half a dimension, you know, like you're...
I told you to watch that instead of Green Lantern, but did you listen to me? Did you?
I didn't go to Green Lantern either, so...
Oh, okay.
Would you please bite me?
At least you didn't make the mistake of watching Green Lantern, Eric. Good for you.
I will, one day. On DVD.
I still think it's a decent movie.
I don't think it was worth my $12, but...
I don't think I'm going to actually be buying that on DVD.
Oh, hell no.
So...
I'll buy every other movie, pretty much.
I won't even watch it, I'm just going to buy it.
Because I don't think high definition is going to help those special effects at all in 6 months' time.
Are you sure? Not even 240 hertz of high definition? Or you guys don't know what that means, do you? Never mind. Well, I know you do. You're smart.
Okay, are you awesome? Yeah, sure.
Okay, I honestly don't know. We got 8-10 minutes to kill at this point. Do you folks want to talk about Bane's costume, if you've seen it?
I've seen the spy pictures. I thought it was cool looking.
I don't like commenting on set pictures, because that's not necessarily what you'll see in the film.
I haven't seen these pictures.
They're spy pictures. You're not going to get proper...
I remember, but I don't.
It was kind of the same thing that kind of happened with Heath Ledger's Joker, where people were seeing the costume, and he kind of looks like a hobo. What?
He's on about
hobo?
No, he's on about the pictures, Eric, not the.
He said hobo, bo.
Yes, B O.
Oh, okay.
It's a momo.
He's a homosexual. Homosexual. Only has sex with a hobo.
I do like his mask, though. I think his mask is really cool.
Yeah, I gotta look at these pictures.
Is that for Bane? That big grill thing they put on his face?
That big grill thing.
Grill. It looks like a grill.
Oh, grill.
A grill. I thought you said grill.
It looks like a delivery system for the Venom.
Yeah, that's what it does look like. It's more of a gas than a...
I guess it makes more sense going in your face than the back of your head, too, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it has something to do with the little blue flowers, too, from Batman Begins.
Yep.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah. I also
the mask still... what she was just wearing a Dame Luchador mask. I don't care, function-wise.
I don't mind the mask. It's hard to say, because, again, we don't know the context of the scene. It could be, like, a winter scene. I doubt it. There's no way.
Well, I can see green leaves in the background, so I doubt it's...
Yeah.
There's also the picture of the Batmobile as well, isn't it, when it's in the...
I was about to say, it's him standing on the bat, the tumble, so...
Is it? Oh, I didn't see that one.
Sounds like another DC movie I'm not going to the theater to see.
Well, you just hate Batman.
You want to just go see someone get Batman get his ass beat? Because that's what's going to happen.
Hopefully. Eric, you've got to watch the
last Batman. And if you get beat, you guys let me know, I'll run out and go watch it.
Just tell me if he gets beat up, okay? And how bad he gets beat up.
Yes. As it better get broken. So he can come back 4 movies later and win.
I think as for all intents and purposes, this is the finale of the Nolan story, so...
He's going to kill Batman then?
I didn't say he's going to kill Batman, but I assume that it's either going to be a reboot or somebody else is going to continue his line.
Well, isn't he a producer on the next one? So I find a reboot hard to swallow.
Well, there's no word on the next one at all. It's just that he said he's gone. Bill says he's gone. So DC's just going to restart or something.
They're probably just going to make another Batman movie and just like kind of pretend villains don't exist. It's just going to be another Batman movie.
Yeah, because this is definitely, like, the end of Nolan's story.
Well, it makes sense. If they go more than 3 movies, then you're taking the chance of ruining the whole franchise, right?
Again.
Well, the trailer makes it really obvious, too, that, like, by calling it the conclusion.
The final saga and the Dark Knight legend. Or whatever.
Well, I hope for you guys it's good. I really do.
It will be good.
Christopher Nolan, of course it'll be good.
Yep.
I just bought Inception on DVD.
God, I love that movie.
Not on Blu-ray?
That's good.
No, I could. I thought it was at 2 for $20. I was like, what the hell, I'll buy it.
It's one of those movies I needed on Blu-ray just because. Just like I'll buy most of these superhero movies on Blu-ray, not DVD.
I've only ever seen it once, to be honest.
I love it.
You haven't seen it, it's
one of my least... Well, not... Okay, all Nolan movies are good, but it's near the bottom of my list of favorite Nolan movies.
What is on the top, aside from Batman?
Memento. Dark Knight, yeah, Memento.
My favorite Nolan one's Prestige, personally.
Yeah, that's up there for me. I love that movie, too.
Insomnia
was great.
Because that's the first one. Because I hadn't seen Memento when I watched Prestige, so Prestige is like the first Nolan film where I was like, wow, this guy knows what he's doing, so... Because I kind of just watched Batman Begins as a Batman movie. I didn't really know much about Nolan at the time. I was just like, yeah, oh, Batman, right. This is good. So, and then after Prestige, I started taking notice and watched the rest of his catalogue.
Well, yeah, as a psych student, I got to watch Memento way too many times in college. So
you
I knew
see it too many times.
Well, you can if like, every introduction to psych class starts with watching that movie.
That'd
especially
be awesome.
It is the first one or two classes, and then it's like, I know this movie.
Yeah, I hate like overkilling movies, so I kind of get what you mean, though.
Yeah, I have experience overkilling movies, but I won't get into that. So
you? Never. How is Scott Pilgrim these days?
I guess I haven't watched it in, it's August, 8 months.
I wonder why.
One day I'm going to break down and watch that.
I hope to never.
I'm waiting for the movie channel.
Is it because you watch it like every weekend all summer last year?
Yeah, I got wrapped up in that. I don't ever put it out early.
Yeah.
I do need to watch it with what the commentary track sometime, actually.
Oh, man, I've watched all the commentary, man. One weekend. I got a headache because I watched it so much.
Yeah, we know. We saw it on Twitter.
Actually, that was the weekend, actually. I swear, everyone hated me for a couple days because I was...
Because it was you and JV, just like live tweeting Scott Pilgrim.
You made me hate the movie, and I love that movie.
No, I kind of hate it at this point myself, so...
Again, because you saw it 50 times.
15.
In a weekend.
Well, no, two in the series before.
But, yeah.
Just
and
like
guess,
porn, you can only masturbate to the same video so many times before you get tired of it.
Really?
I don't know.
Do it wrong.
Doing it. Or you got the wrong video.
Is this what we're actually going to end on?
No comment.
You're gonna give me a light tug from your limp wrist?
Okay. I don't know where to go from here, so...
Hey, I just named the episode.
What was the name of the episode? Never mind. I have to listen to this one.
Oh,
I have no idea what everyone's talking about.
Eric, you come up with the best episode titles, man.
So, yes, I think next week is... We're doing a SummerSlam podcast?
Doing that next week? Awesome.
We're doing a SummerSlam podcast.
You guys don't have to do that one.
A wrestling event.
The wrestling.
Holy crap, I'm taking next week off.
Yeah, it's also going to be like in the middle of the week.
I don't mind doing a wrestling podcast. It's just, I don't think I'm watching the event, so I don't...
It's before the event. It's kind of...
Oh,
like,
okay.
I can talk about the CM Punk thing and everything. So, yeah, Nick wanted to do it when it's a Tom, and I don't know... Okay, there we go. So we're going to do that. And then the week after that is... I'm gone, actually. So one of you get to host.
I guess I can... Resident Evil 1 had help if you were... Because you actually play some of the games.
And, yeah. So, you know, as usual, you can find us on iTunes and, like, 50 other places now, which I actually don't keep track of. I know there's, like, Blueberry and there's Pocket Cast. And there's... Pod Station or something like that, I don't know. Most likely I'll have a poll up by the time you hear this anyhow, asking about your favorite summer movie, or your favorite comic book summer movie. For Anthony, Dillian, Eric, Nicholas, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 55.
Later. Thanks for listening.
the goose, stepping goose from Berlin.